to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan, presented by Jack's Outdoor Gear. We're waiting for a call from Doug Gibb from Lake John. There's been some great fishing going on up there. Something might have come up, but I'll tell you, I'll kind of fill you in on what he told me while he's on. So let's go right to the phones, and joining us from Lake John is Doug Gibb. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, good morning, Terry. Sorry, I was dealing with a customer.
Hey, you're not supposed to be helping people.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know what? It's one of the things about being in the quote-unquote hospitality industry is you have to enjoy working with people. But I think when you can help them get out there and enjoy camping and fishing and all those kind of things, it's kind of rewarding, isn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. And there's just so much to offer when you're in the outdoors, right? I mean, if fishing isn't for you, there's always something else to do. So, but fishing is our game and our mainstream. So we're so glad that people love coming up here and have been coming up here. Every day I get more and more people telling me, oh, I used to come here. You know, I started coming here when I was 6 years old. So, you know, the longevity.
Well, you've got a great area of the state. Now, like everywhere else, fishing varies. It goes up and down. And we thought we'd get people kind of up to date. I've been seeing a lot of big fish on your Facebook page. And so let's just start with Lake John. And we'll talk about some of the other lakes in the area. You and I talked earlier in the day. Now, the steady action is more of the small stock fish. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, they're more active throughout the day. The bigger fish are, you know, more active in the early morning and late evening.
Now, the stock, they put quite a few fish in Lake John, didn't they?
440,000 over the last 2 months.
Yeah, and the growth rate at Lake John is just incredible. So if you get a 10-inch stock fish, it doesn't take it very long to become a 12, 13, 14-inch, and it becomes very fat very quickly, doesn't it?
Yes, I was speaking to the biologist, Kyle Battighi, and he was telling me the first 2 years of that 5 to 8 inch fingerlings will grow 5 to 6 inches the first 2 years, and then that growth will slow down a little bit because they can't maintain that kind of growth rate once they're bigger.
Now, when the fish start getting bigger in Lake John, the stickleback minnows have come back, and they don't seem to be affecting the population, but once the fish get big enough to eat those sticklebacks, they go on a real growth spurt, don't they?
They absolutely do, and that's when you get the quote-unquote hogs in here, whether it's a cutbow, a cutthroat, or a rainbow. I mean, they're just enormous and fat. They call them Lake John fatties. They are just an amazing sight to see, pulling them out of the water.
I made a comment when we were leading into this, before you came on, that you have a legitimate chance to catch a 10-pound fish up there. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. I mean, in the last 2 weeks, I mean, every week I've had more than one on my board. So in a month, easily, if not actually within a week, I should say.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. Now, in addition to the 10-pounders, are you seeing a lot of those fat 5 to 6 pounders early and late in the day?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They are, you know, if you're trolling and you get the line a couple hundred feet behind you and you, whatever you choose to do, you're guaranteed at least a hit, maybe not reeling it in, but you're, you know, when a big fish like that hits your line and you're not ready, it'll snap that thing right off.
Now, you talked about trolling. What are some of the other techniques people are using on Lake John?
Well, we've got the wet and dry fishermen. You know, the calabetas are coming out every night now. Mosquito populations are starting to increase. Chromatids, of course, have been happening over the last 3 weeks or so. And then your shore fishermen, the bait fishermen, are doing well with night crawlers and power baits. Spoons and lures are working well. Castmasters especially have been doing kind of the best, and then Rapala, and then Tasmanian Devil.
So what about some of the other lakes in the area, Doug? You've got the Delaney's, and you've got Cowdery. How are they fishing in Big Creek?
Well, Cowdery is just slow because there's just not a lot of action there. But people still go, but they don't, you know, if you catch a 16 inch, you're doing pretty good there. At Big Creek is doing very well. In fact, last week, a gentleman caught, two tiger muskie, a sauger and some lake trout all in the same week. He was up there all week and just a beautiful fish. And he said nobody was up there and it was a lot of fun.
And there's trout in Big Creek too. So it's, there's brook trout and there's, I think, rainbows, brook trout and rainbows.
Yeah, and cuppos. Somebody told me that they've caught cuppos up there.
How about the Delaney's? What are we seeing there? Any of those big browns showing up yet?
Yeah, the big browns are definitely showing up. Just make sure you bring some DEET with you because the time to go, again, it's early morning, late at night, and the mosquito population is just come out. And if anybody doesn't know, the Delaney Buttes are surrounded by hay fields, which are flood irrigated, so the mosquitoes are a lot higher over there than they are at Lake John, but it's well worth the fishing.
Well, and they also have some pretty good cutbow populations in both those lakes, I think, don't they?
They do. They do. I mean, you know, if you don't catch a brown in north, you'll definitely catch a cutbow, and certainly in south you will.
All right. Now, let's talk about, well, we got a couple minutes left, about your facilities, the Lake John Resort. Kind of tell people what you have to offer.
Well, we do have boat rentals. We have four boats. We've got a new one in the fleet this year, a 2021 16-foot V-hull with a four-stroke engine on it. We've got four cabins and a suite, you know, a 30-site RV park that has all hookups in every site, 30 and 50 amp, obviously water and sewer, picnic tables, and we do storage as well. For your boats and RVs.
You know, the problem with that RV sites you have, though, they're so far from the water, you can almost can't cast from there. You almost have to walk about 10 feet.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's really annoying. You know, people get annoyed that they even have to walk.
You have to get up out of your lawn chair to go to the lake.
That's right.
Well, you know, some of the sites you might not have to.
No, we've got one that's pretty close to the water that you could, you know, if you get a good tough bubble and fill it all the way up, you could easily get it in the water.
Oh, yeah. So, and then you have the store, too. What can they, if people come up, need something, what do you offer at the store?
So, yeah, we've got a full bait and tackle, camping, auto marine store. We also provide fishing licenses and hunting licenses and whatnot, habitat stamp licenses. Beer, obviously, ice, firewood, all the essentials. We're basically the 7-Eleven of Lake John.
So if people want to get a hold of you or find more information, what's the best way to find you, Doug?
The best way is really to go to our Facebook page at Lake John Resort, or our website at lakejohnresort.com, which also has a link to our Facebook page.
All right, my
and
friend.
Our best... And, yeah, you can give us a call at 970-723-3226.
I need to get up there and catch one of those hogs up there. It sounds like it's incredible. Thank you, Doug.
The door's open. The door's open, Terry. Get up here.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Doug Gibb from Lake John. It's some big fish coming out of there, folks. You want to catch a big one. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, Nate Zielinski is going to join us. He's going to talk some big game scouting, getting ready. Yes, it's time. And then some walleye fishing right here on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.